this next person we're celebrating a birthday ties in nicely to my guest today in the program. Back in 1756, good year if I remember correctly, it was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart born on that date, and you'll see that will tie in nicely to my guest today, and that guest is Chris Gleason. Chris, thank you for coming in.
Happy to be here. Thank you. Right.
So Chris Gleason, for those who don't know who he is, Chris is the band director at Patrick Marsh Middle School here in Sun Prairie. The reason he's in, we're going to celebrate the fact that he is a finalist out of four. He's one of the four finalists for National Teacher of the Year award. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And to get there, he actually, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, he won back in September. He won Wisconsin Middle School Teacher of the Year.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. All right. So again, congratulations on both those honors.
Well, thank you.
So if you want to, Chris, I guess start by maybe talking about the process that you went through, not only for Wisconsin Middle School Teacher of the Year, but kind of what you got or what you had to do to kind of qualify for Teacher of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it started actually last year about this time, actually even a little earlier. I was nominated by a parent for what's called the Cole Fellowship, which they submitted my name, and the Cole people emailed me and said, if you'd like to continue with the process, you know, write these essays and fill out this information and so on and send it in. So I did. I filled it out and sent it in, and I found out later in the year, probably around April last year, that I was a Cole Fellow. So basically 100 teachers are selected throughout the state of Wisconsin. And your district has to forward your name, and it goes through a vetting process in a way. And they select basically 100 teachers. About 35, I think, to 40 were middle school teachers.
Okay.
And then out of that group of 100, they select four to be the Wisconsin State Teachers of the Year. There's an elementary representative, a middle school, high school, and a student services.
Okay.
And so I was the middle school representative, and I didn't know about that until September with a surprise announcement with Dr. Evers and others coming to school to surprise me with that.
Which now, was did amazing. Any of your colleagues or your students know about this ahead of time?
My own children knew.
Okay.
My wife knew. My principal and yes, my colleague that I work with, they all knew, and no one leaked it.
On the
I mean, yeah, unbelievable. So yeah, right. It was a surprise.
Well, again, great honor on both. And then again, with winning that Wisconsin Teacher of the Year, you qualified for the finalists for National Teacher of the Year. Now I'm guessing that's probably a more intense process to win that.
Yeah, yeah. So once the four of us from Wisconsin, there was an application or an audition basically for that, and that was in front of a committee of people and asking lots of questions and so on, and I was selected as the Wisconsin representative to the national level. And then now with the national level, I filled out again more information and showed them what we were doing in our classroom and all those things. And yeah, it's quite an honor. I was the first in 50 years to be in the national finals.
Wow.
For Wisconsin. So it's a huge honor. So now we've got upcoming interview process in Washington, D.C. in March, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Now, if you can, I guess you are the band director, so I wanted to ask you, thinking back to your years in school as a student, was there... I guess what got you interested in being a band director? Was there someone when you were in school that kind of inspired you to, you know, go for the music?
Yeah. Yeah, it was my dad.
Okay.
My dad taught band for over 40 years.
Wow.
And so he, my brother and I were his tuba section.
Okay.
For years and years. And, you know, I grew up watching him teach. And, my initial goal was to play in the Canadian Brass as a tuba player, you know, a quintet, and I thought that was my life's goal. And so I worked on performance for a long time, and it wasn't until I was in college where I started working with other kids and just saying, wow, this is having an impact on students. Mm-hmm. is amazing. It's to know that you can do something that will affect them maybe the rest of their lives and so on is quite an influence. And I got hooked. I mean, it was from then on. And I didn't realize how much watching my father teach for so many years made a big impact on me.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, I'm a firm believer that music, you know, has therapeutic qualities and just, you know, it sounds like you started at a young age. Of course, your father being a band director, you know, you probably were exposed to music. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you feel is most important about not only, you know, kids learning to play music, but just music in general? What do you feel, you know, are the benefits of being in that field?
The benefits of music, you know, for a long time, people would say, well, it helps to increase SAT scores and math scores, and that's all great, and it does. But most important thing about music is that it touches parts of students' being that would otherwise be untouched. I mean, music for music's sake. I mean, there's nothing else in the world that does what music does. And again, people will say, well, it helps to build endurance and grit and perseverance. And all that's true, and it does. But the most important thing is music does what nothing else can. And that is, you know, touching those kids in a way in their soul and their being that you can't really do. So it's vitally important. And in fact, the new legislation that was just passed recently, the ESSA, puts music now as a core subject. Which is great, which I think people have realized that this is a really important part of a student's day and their experience in school.
Now, you mentioned that, of course, your father inspired you as far as your teaching style. What are some of the things, you know, that you kind of feel that you bring as a band director, some, you know, things that are uniquely your own?
Yeah. You know, I tell lots of people I don't teach music. I teach through music. It's just the vehicle I use to talk to kids and to work with kids. So, for example, we were playing recently a piece called Moscow 1941 by Brian Boumages. And the piece of music itself is, you know, what you think it would be. It's about the war, and it was about Germany being within 15 miles of taking over Moscow. Mm-hmm. And what some people don't realize is that within just a few months, in the dead of winter, they pushed them back 300 miles. So I asked the students, I said, how did they do that? And after a while, the kids come to the conclusion, well, it took teamwork. It took community. I said, see, community can be really powerful. It can both help and it can also deter. It can do both things. So I asked the kids, I said, go out into the school and find something that you believe in, something you want to make better, and then find others that would want to do the same thing. Make an action statement or a action plan. Follow through on it, and then let us know what you come up with. Well, one group came up with this called the sit-down club. They decided they would go out at lunch and sit down with the kids that were sitting by themselves.
Okay.
And it's just an example of, was that what the piece was intended to do? Well, maybe, maybe not, but it's an awesome way to show things that you can teach through music,
right?
Such as community and empathy and those really, really important attributes that we want all our kids to have.
Right. Definitely. You mentioned that that sense of community. Now, when you talk to people that are not residents of Sun Prairie, you know, often what comes up is, you know, and what draws people to Sun Prairie, you know, it's often mentioned that, you know, the schools, you know, great schools. What are your thoughts as far as, you know, certainly, it's proven in the community that people kind of support that notion with, you know, the recent referendum going through for, you know, the new schools. And, you know, there's that public support. As an educator, does that kind of inspire you to, you know, be your best knowing that you have that strong support from the community?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you've heard the slogan or the adage that it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And it really does. I mean, it's not... We've come through research to really understand that to raise a child appropriately, it isn't just those teachers. I mean, we play a big impact. We see them quite a bit of the day, but it takes parents. It takes a community. It takes all of us to raise these kids. And Sun Prairie does that. We see and we realize and recognize that in order to be successful and have great schools, there has to be support there, both financially, obviously, to help build schools for all these new kids coming in, right. but it's also community support. And to be there for our kids and our teachers and so on, and to recognize this is a really important part of their lives.
Yeah, I was reading, Chris, in your bio, you know, through your role at Patrick Marsh Middle School, if you can talk a little bit about some of the initiatives that you started, not only in Sun Prairie, but throughout the state. I know one of those I read about is Commission Possible. If you can, you know, talk about what that is and, you know, what the inspiration for that was.
Yeah. It stemmed from years ago going to a convention that's down in Chicago. And after every performance, there was the composer in the audience. So they would get done and they'd wave their hand out to the audience and the composer would stand up. Okay. I'm like, this is amazing. And so I had that vision back in like 2006. It's like, you know, why can't we bring a composer in? And have those kids be right there at the origin of creativity, right there. How amazing would that be for those kids? So that spawned this idea of this project called Commission Possible, and a little tongue-in-cheek, but the idea is to commission a composer to come work with our kids. And the first time we did it was actually 2009, and I asked the kids kind of an audacious question. I said, if we could have a composer here, what would you want that composer to write? What would the piece be about? And the kids came up with ideas, and I'll never forget the day when Curtis stood up and he brought with him not just his instrument that day, but a project. And he said, my idea, and he went on, and the kids listened to his idea, and they applauded at the end. And then Sierra stood up. And the thing that was unique about Sierra is that you could just see it in her face. She was a little bit more reverent. It was just her mood was a little different. She said, I think the piece should be on Georgia O'Keeffe. And then she went on to talk about Georgia O'Keeffe and how her eyesight, she had lost her eyesight. And she, you know, obviously was one of the most famous women artists in America and how important she is to Sun Prairie growing up here. Right. And she said, I think we should do it on that. And the kids all came together and said, that's brilliant. So we found a composer, Sam Hazel, brilliant. And he came together and we created this piece called Blue and Green Music, which is actually a painting that she had painted while listening to music.
Okay.
And no one knows what the music was. So Sam created the music for that painting, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing experience. Those kids got the chance to meet the composer, talk to him during the process, and really witness creativity. And we've been fortunate. We've done it now. Let's see, this is our seventh year of bringing together kids and then professional composers together.
Very cool. Now, in your teaching style, you know, certainly there's a lot of theory, I'm guessing, in the instruction, but do you try to, you know, beyond the theory? I know you mentioned the story about, you know, the World War, you know, story. Do you kind of take different approaches with the music, like try to get your students to see beyond the notes?
Yeah. And that's exactly it. In fact, we, as a district, as our band department, that's kind of our slogan. It's beyond the notes. And that's our ultimate goal is to, yes, the notes are important. Yes, they are. But to get beyond that, because that's where the music happens. Mm-hmm. A great teacher once said, music happens between the measures or between the notes. And that's true because it's not just about pushing down buttons and getting sounds to happen. I mean, albeit that's great, but that's the vehicle to something that's more important.
Right.
Expression, empathy, all these things that we're trying to instill in our young people. And so we do it through the notes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, you know, a lot of the pieces that, you know, band students are doing rely on that emotion coming from the music, because a lot of those pieces, like we're going to be playing some Mozart, you know, a lot of those pieces don't have lyrics, you know, so you're, you know, as a person performing that, you know, and as you're performing it to an audience, you know, there's certainly that sense of you need to bring out the emotion, not only in the music, but, you know, how you're playing it and such. Do you feel that is something that you kind of try to relay to your students?
Yeah, you know, the emotion and the affect, in a way, we believe comes from a number of places. The music, of course, we call that the composer's craft, the energy they put into it. But there's also the performance. And if you think about a performing ensemble, it's kind of synergistic. You have the energy of the composer, into the notes, right? Into the music. You've got the energy of the performers themselves. You've got the energy of the teacher, the conductor, director that's in front, but then also the audience. Having played at it, you know, I played for Disneyland for a while and Valley Fair and so on. As a performer, we would feed off of the energy of the audience there. So it's this synergistic kind of environment, which is really interesting because that's the things we can teach also. It's we teach the energy from community, but also through the world. So there's all these different affects that come in. So, and the most important one, I feel, is the inside of the student. I mean, we focus on the outside of the kids a lot. We say, that's a chair. We say, that's a Pythagorean theorem, right? But we rarely say, turn it back around to the kids and say, so what are your values? What are your beliefs? What do you hold true to yourself? And music allows us to open those doors and get inside the kid.
That is, yeah. Very good. You know, and what I find, you know, with any instrumental music or, you know, perform music like what you're teaching, I think the most telling example of that is in movies. You know, like I'll use as an example, John Williams, you know, like his classic compositions, you know, they really set the mood of the movie. And again, I go back to the, you know, the point about, you know, not having lyrics, a lot of that material is open to interpretation. So,
yeah. And a lot of people have said the other actor in the movie is the music.
Yeah.
It's another actor. And in a way, if you've ever, you know, watch Star Wars, watch Harry Potter, turn the music down or turn, you know what I mean? And just watch scenes without the music and you'll realize how much that plays on our emotion. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one last question, Chris, I want to ask you about. You have two other projects I read about. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about them. You had started a band festival at Kalahari, so if you can talk a little bit about that. And also, I had read that you had a partnership or have a partnership with UW-Eau Claire, your alma mater. So if you want to talk a little bit about those two projects, if they're continuing to go or... you know, what was the inspiration for those?
Yeah. The Kalahari Band Festival started, this is our 10th year now, and the purpose or the intent behind that was to give students the opportunity to perform with their band and so on, but for their colleagues, right? Students their same age, and then receive expert feedback that was non-competitive. I mean, there's so much of life that's competitive.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for those kids to feel like they have permission to make mistakes and so on, but to strive to achieve musical excellence. And it's grown throughout the years. We started with 8 bands 10 years ago, and then this year we have 54. And I've never advertised. Wow. So I think it's the quality of the experience for the students. And of course, it's at the Kalahari. So they'll perform and then they'll get some pizza. And of course, they're going to go do the water park and everything else. But it's been a great experience. And this year, we're adding a new twist. We're actually having my alma mater, UW-Eau Claire, is bringing one of their collegiate bands down. And they're going to do what's called a side-by-side experience, meaning that the eighth graders, the middle school bands, will sit down and the college kids will sit amongst them.
Okay.
And this is very similar to what we've done the last couple of years going up to Eau Claire with my own band, is to have them sit within it. My kids will play the music, and then the college kids will play it. And in that moment, a lot of learning happens.
Yeah.
The middle school kids usually open their mouth, and they go, oh. And they have this great, and then the most beautiful thing is the interaction between the college students, who are mostly music education majors, and these young 7th or 8th graders. It's great for the college students, and it's great for the middle school students. It's a good mentorship. So we've taken that concept that we've done with our own schools to bring it now to the Kalahari to have, you know, close to probably 50 some or over 50 schools have that kind of experience.
Very cool. Just out of curiosity, now I was in band. I played the French horn. Do you find it challenging to... You know, you're teaching middle school students. Do you find it challenging to get them to think beyond middle school, beyond high school, beyond college? To, you know, I'm guessing that, you know, if there's a kid, you know, in band and they don't have aspirations of going into music, you know, my guess is that it's probably a challenge for them to be inspired to keep that going. Do you find that?
Yeah, you know, middle school kids, they live for the moment. They're in the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are very intentional about drawing or making those bridges. Like just last night, we had middle school band night with the high school pep band.
Okay.
So we brought up, you know, I think between Prairie View and Patrick Marsh, you know, over 100 students up to the high school, and we did a mass big pep band. And it's just little things like that that allow kids to look ahead and say, oh, you know, there's something beyond seventh
right,
grade. And to make those connections. We do that with our Bandorama concert in April. Okay. And this year we're really excited because we're going to do the theme of it is community, which kind of goes back to that first question that we need community. And we want to say thank you to the community for their support. We're also going to do, folks can bring in non-perishable items and so on, and we'll do kind of a food drive and clothing and so on. And we also asked Dr. Tony Evers to come, our state superintendent of schools is going to come and make a short little address there as well, just to kind of to prove that point that it takes all of us.
Yeah, very cool. I know one of the things that you know, Sun Prairie has, and most communities do have, is the community band. You know, so certainly, you know, that's an option for, you know, someone that, you know, doesn't pursue music professionally. You know, there are outlets that they can still, you know, plug into.
Yeah, so. I'd say, you know, if you performed at one point, yeah, get it out, because it is a joy. And and if not that, go consume music.
Yeah.
Go to a live concert.
Yeah.
Support live musicians. And we're so close to Madison, and what a great symphony, and concerts on the square. I mean, there's so many wonderful opportunities. But get out or go to just your community. I mean, all our concerts are up on the web, and you can find them at spbb.org, Sun Prairie Band Boosters. But all our concerts are out there. We'd love to see community members come and support those kids.
Very good. Well, Chris, it's good to talk to you. Certainly, Sun Prairie, you know, is lucky to have you in our school district. Again, I've been talking to Chris Gleason. He is band director at Patrick Marsh Middle School, and a very big honor for him. He's one of four finalists for the National Teacher of the Year, and I believe they announced the winner in spring.
Yeah, late April, sometime in there, we'll know.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, best of luck, Chris. Be great if you could win that, but regardless, it's an honor to be in that group, certainly.
I'll do my best.